On Thursday mornings, Margaret Stevens wheels her harp into the Cancer Center's waiting room. She plucks a few notes to warm up her fingers and begins to play. Between tunes, she greets patients by name, asking them how they're doing and what kind of music they would like to hear. You can tell she loves her job and her instrument.
It's a very pure sound.
But there's more to it than that.
It increases the endorphin levels in your body. It certainly reduces body and muscle tension. And it also can help regulate heartbeat and respiration.
Stevens is a therapeutic harpist and part of the Creative Arts Program at DHMC's Norris Cotton Cancer Center. The program began 11 years ago and now includes visual art installations, musical performances, and three creative arts specialists. The program's manager, Deb Steele, is a cancer survivor. She says the research is pretty clear.
Some of the findings show a lessening of fatigue, a reduction in anxiety, and also a fear, an improvement in the whole experience a patient has of their care.
The program's staff is small, but Steele says it stacks up well against those in big city hospitals, especially because DHMC offers services like craft and writing groups for free to patients and their families. 31-year-old Jessica Gabbard of Lebanon is a patient with brain cancer. She has long, curly blonde hair and a shy but infectious smile. She says she felt isolated and lonely before she found the creative writing group.
I was really nervous at first because I'm such a quiet person, but the writing has allowed me to open up a lot more and just come up with these like amazing ideas that I can live for and live by.
Group writing sessions are led by Marv Klassen-Landis, who also visits inpatients for one-on-one sessions.
So you want to try an experiment with metaphors?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a category. Let's see, music wise.
I can often feel like I'm being acted upon by life. If you start writing about it, you become the creator and the shaper. It's very empowering for people.
I am a cello. I bring a mellow tone to the world around me. I make everyone feel peace within their soul. I love being part of the bigger group. I stand tall. I think the last statement, I stand tall, is a really powerful one. Didn't expect to write that one down.
It just came out.
Sometimes these one-on-one sessions happen spontaneously. Creative artists go door to door, asking if patients would like to write a poem, create a painting, or hear a piece of music. Other times, nurses refer patients to an artist, or family members request a visit. Sometimes, when their loved one has passed away. Steven says that the harp can create what she calls a cradle of sound as families deal with grief.
You know, sometimes people are just in such a deep emotional state, they don't want to talk, but that sound just cradles them and holds them there for the space that they need to have to heal or to be quiet or process their experiences.
Visits can last from a few minutes to more than an hour. Steele says the program would like to bring in more artists and give them more hours.
That's our goal, really, is to find enough funding so that any patient that wants a visit from the artist or the harpist or the writer can have that time, whether they're getting chemotherapy for 6 hours or they're actually an inpatient for 6 days.
As for those patients who do participate, some, like Jessica Gabbard, think it's worked wonders.
I got word the other day that my cancer has stopped growing, and I think it's working for me in so many ways.
The relationship between art and healing is still being explored, and not every patient will have the same experience. But when patients and their families are facing a major illness, the arts can help them cope. For NHPR News, I'm Liz Fiella.